Hi, this is Brian Keller, a technical evangelist for Visual Studio. And in this video, I'm just going to be showing you a few of my favorite features for helping you be more agile as a developer within Visual Studio 2012. So if I start by opening up Visual Studio, you'll see that I'm currently in the middle of doing some work. You know, maybe I'm implementing a bug fix or implementing a new requirement. And I'm sure we've all had this happen to us a million times where I'm in the middle of working on something and then something else comes up. Maybe it's a high priority bug or requirement that my manager wants me to go work on. Or maybe I just need to go home for the day and make sure that I can resume my work later on. If you notice over here on the right hand side, we have this new area of Team Explorer called My Work. If I click into My Work, one of the options I have is to suspend and shelve this work. Now, when I click suspend and shelve, what it's going to do is back up all of my changes onto Team Foundation Server so that even if my laptop dies tomorrow, I'll still have all of my work I can come back to. And the other thing that it did is it took state of my entire Visual Studio environment. And so here you can see that when I'm ready to, I can come back by clicking on resume, and it's going to unshelve those changes off of Team Foundation Server. It's going to open up all of the windows exactly the way they were. Even if I had multiple monitors, as I know most developers these days do, it would open up everything exactly the way that it was, including those breakpoints, which is really nice. And so that's just one really nice capability that allows me to quickly get back in the zone with Visual Studio. Another thing that you'll notice here is if I look at these changes, you can see that I have these three files open and that they're ready to be checked in. But one of the things that I might want to do is look at Solution Explorer to understand what those files are and where they fit in with the overall project system. Now, one of the things you can do at the top, which I really like, is the ability for you to now filter this list to just the pending changes. And so now that filters and it tells me right away that those three files that I was working on are within the fabricamfiber.web project. So that's really helpful because now it allows me to not only restore the state of the environment, but it kind of reminds me exactly what I was working on. I can also filter based on open files as well, but in this case, it would be the exact same list. You'll notice that within Solution Explorer, I can also do things like drill into the class view from here as well. And so I can open up that controller. I can see a list of all of the actions on that particular controller. I can even do things like generate a dependency graph straight from that particular class, which is really nice. If you've used the dependency graph generation in Visual Studio 2010, you're already familiar with this functionality. But one of the really nice things we've done to make this easier is we've allowed you to now switch and start working on other things while we're generating that dependency graph. And so now while Visual Studio is building your project and creating that dependency graph for the first time, you can do other things. And then in the future, when I go back to generate new dependency graphs, it's already taking advantage of a look-aside cache that's in a database. So it makes it much faster for you to start working with those dependency graphs. Just those little fit and finish things. I'm sure you've already discovered the fact that you can use things like Quick Launch. So if I want to find the class view, for example, I just start typing class. If I want to find pending changes, I just start typing pending changes, or pending rather. And that's going to show me a list of any matches within Visual Studio. It's a nice way to discover features even if you don't know whether or not the feature exists within Visual Studio. Another thing that a lot of people have asked us for is for the ability to quickly search for work items within Visual Studio. And so now we've added this search for work items. I know that I have a colleague that's out sick. I'll search for Canadian because I know that I have a bug that one of my colleagues was going to work on. And because she's out sick, I'll just find that bug and quickly assign it back to myself. And now when I return to my work and I refresh this view, I now have the request to fix that particular bug. Now, I'm sure you probably already saw Peter Provost's video on unit testing within Visual Studio 2012. There's another capability I want to show you as well that can help you as an agile developer to improve your code maintainability and maybe even show you areas of your code that you might need to fix a bug after you identify one area that might need that bug fix. To do that, just click on Analyze and say Analyze Solution for Code Clones. What that's going to do is look across my entire solution for any blocks of code which look to be similar. And here you can see that I have two blocks of code. They actually, to me, almost look identical. I'm trying to understand what the difference is between these two blocks of code. One of the things I might do is right-click and say compare, and I can see side by side exactly what the difference is between these files. And if I press Alt-Shift-Enter, I can full screen this view. And what I can see is that somebody probably just copied a method body from one project to another, where the only thing that they did was change the redirect action for this particular block of code. And in fact, I can open up a single file at a time. So if I look at this service tickets controller, and in the Solution Explorer view, I'm going to click this sync button, it's going to show me exactly within the solution hierarchy that particular file is. So I can see that that's within FabricMFiber.web. And if I look at the sister file here and synchronize that one, I can see that it's in the extranet project. And so this is a clear example where somebody probably copied from one project to the other, but this might be a good example of where I can benefit from some refactoring later on to kind of simplify the code that's in my particular solution. I can also use this in a different way, which is to say, rather than look across the entire solution for blocks of code that look like they're similar, I can also look on a more granular basis. And so I can highlight this code, I can right-click, and I can say find matching clones and solution. What this is going to do is look across my entire solution for anything that looks similar to those lines of code. Notice I have an exact match, but I also have these things called medium matches down here as well. And with a medium match, the tool is very smart about being able to find things that look roughly similar, maybe based on the type of object or the type of operations that you're performing, but not even necessarily identical. And so one question I might have as I start working with this customer repository is whether or not I should wrap this operation in a try-catch block whenever I go to save it. And so if I look at some of these similar objects, I can see what my colleagues have done. So here's an employee repository. Here's a service tickets controller. And so you can quickly get a sense for other similar types of operations. There's a delete operation. And so that just highlights just a few of the ways that you can use Code Clone to quickly find spots that are refactoring opportunities in your code. Now, I could spend hours showing you a lot of productivity capabilities that I love within Visual Studio. We only had a few minutes, but those are a few of my favorites, and I think that you're really going to love them.